power.
What does that word mean to you? Does it, you know, make you feel secure? Does it make you feel angry? I think recently we've heard lots of different views and we've seen lots of different things, some very negative, some also positive, because when things happen across the world, because of the way we now live with social media and with the way that we can all see and receive different bits of information, people feel more confident to speak out at times. There are still people that don't feel confident to speak out for different reasons. And I want to discuss this in this podcast. Some of you might be listening to this episode thinking, why are we talking about this on our podcast? Our podcast is all about education, about breaking down perceptions towards children with educational needs and disabilities, and those with mental health difficulties. So why are we talking about power? Well, that's because it comes into lots of different areas of the way we live and life. And ultimately, when we break things down in these next 10 to 15 minutes, you'll understand why we're talking about it. People can sometimes feel in positions where they feel inferior to others. That should never, ever be the case. You are never, ever inferior to anybody else. However, some people, when they get into particular positions, may feel they have more rights than others. And again, never, ever feel as if you have less rights than anybody else. And it goes in all walks of life. And the things we're going to mention in this podcast, there will be many other examples of things that we haven't spoken about. And that's not because we don't care or acknowledge them. It's because we would be talking for days on end. We see it in lots of areas and lots of walks of life. We're also, obviously, at the moment, very recently talking about racism again. And so we should be, because it's been highlighted. And there are areas of racism all across the world. I'm not going to sit here and try and pretend I know what it feels like, because I've never been on the receiving end of racism. However, what all of us should try and do, and what the whole human race should try and do, is to try and see things from different perspectives. If you look across history, there have been people that have been discriminated against. If you look at things that used to happen across Europe towards the Jewish community, if you look at how people with disabilities are still discriminated against, if you look at how women in some jobs are paid much less and given much less opportunities than men, if you look at how people in same-sex relationships get treated, there is discrimination all around us. And that comes from people's own perspectives and their own ignorance towards trying to see through other people's perspectives. Reflecting on yourself is where it starts. So we all get information every single day from the things around us that we see, from the people we speak to, from the TV we watch, from the podcasts we listen to. We all take in information. Our brain will then process that information in our own way. Two people could be sitting next to each other, getting the same information given to them, but taking it and processing it in a completely different way. And this is where the problem then starts. So to be able to see things from other people's perspectives, you've got to first start with reflecting on yourself, getting in touch with yourself and making sure that you are not judging anybody else because you may feel in a more powerful or better position than them. That is never right, because reflect on this. You all came into the world in the same way. You may have been given very different opportunities. You may have been raised in very different ways. You may have lived in very different environments. However, you are never, ever more powerful than anybody else because of your position or because of the background you came from. And that's really key that we get those messages across to people. We see things with two eyes and we take things in with two ears. Remember, your eyes and your ears are not the same as anybody else's. So although someone may have a different opinion to you, that doesn't matter. It's how people express those feelings and those opinions that matters. And when they become controlling over others, or when they give people a sense that they're more powerful than others, that's when it's wrong. And that's what people need to speak out about. Just because someone has a disability, it doesn't mean they're any less or worth any less than anybody else. The statistics for children leaving special schools and going into employment is absolutely ridiculous. And a lot of the time, it's because some of the social skills that people sometimes take for granted, those skills are judged on how good someone's going to be at a job. However, just because someone may have a different way of approaching a situation, it doesn't mean they're going to be rubbish at a particular job or they're not going to be able to succeed in a particular job. And it's all about understanding things from other people's perspectives. And I know I keep repeating that word, but that's because that is so, so key. We cannot understand everyone's situation because we can't. But what we must try really hard to do is to try and listen. Not talk at them and talk about what we feel. It's also important to listen and to listen to people from different backgrounds with different experiences, with different lives. That's why it's all about understanding yourself first. Then it's about seeing things from other people's perspective. You're never going to agree with everybody. The reason I'm talking about this in an educational podcast where we talk mainly with children and people involved in education is because that, I believe, is where it starts. It's very, very difficult to educate adults. It's much easier to start with children. Nobody is born with discrimination in their minds towards anybody. And if you go into most nurseries and real young preschools, you'll see that very, very clearly. However, what does then breed discrimination is other people's opinions, is media, is seeing things that are forced upon them to see in a certain way. And everybody is responsible for that at times. And you must have a look at yourself. And that's why I said it starts with reflecting on yourself. Are you unfairly influencing people? Do you think that you have more power than someone else? Because you never do. And that is, for some, a harsh reality to face. But it's true. We are all equal. And that is what we should all be talking about. I have a great saying in when we're talking to young people about this, in that what we should try and do is plant seeds of trees that we'll never see grow. So right now, people are talking about things and people, I think, across the world acknowledge there needs to be a change. We, those people who are in adulthood, are probably not going to see that change. What we want to do is ensure we give the tools to the young people of tomorrow and the young people of today to change things for the better. So that discrimination in all areas of life, is gone. If you look back to 1955, when Rosa Parks was on that bus and she stood up for herself. When I remember sitting in school myself in a history lesson, learning about how people in America, black people in America, had to use separate toilets. They had to sit on specific seats on a bus. I was absolutely disgusted. I almost couldn't believe that that was real and that happened. People forget that that's less than 100 years ago. That's less than 75 years ago. Discrimination does still happen around us, not to those levels, but if we're not careful and we never speak out, we'll never move any further forward. We are still on a journey here. I was speaking to a friend the other day who said our generation is a transitional generation. You look at the technology that's come in, the way that we can now communicate, we have a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to change things. And it goes back to what I just said a few moments ago. Nobody is born with discrimination. And when we're in schools, we have a duty to talk to young people about that and to understand if a child has autism or if a child has ADHD, their brains work in different ways. That doesn't make them any less. We have an education system that can sometimes make those children feel as if they are not worthy. And that's what we need to change too. I completely understand myself sitting behind a microphone is one person, and there are other people sitting behind microphones or talking to video cameras, and we're not going to change the things straight away. However, the more and more people that talk and speak up, the more and more people that share things like this, then more people can understand and more people can start to see things from different perspectives, because that is what it comes down to. Some people walk through life consciously and are able to do that. Other people walk through life unconsciously. And what I mean by that is they're just focused on themselves. And it's hard. I'm not going to lie, it's hard. You've got to understand yourself first before you can then understand others. And it's hard to do that. However, we only get one chance, and people should try to do that. Because, as I've said 3 or 4 times, nobody is born with hate or with discrimination in their minds. It's only from what they see around them. And then they have the power to make their own decisions. However, this is what it goes back to when I say people try too much sometimes to feel as if they should have more power over somebody else. And if someone is feeling like that, then they should know that is never ever the case, no matter who you are, no matter where you're from. We all have things around us now where we can reach out. People want to listen. People do. So we have a chance to make a difference. And change starts with you. Change starts with you. If you can understand yourself and if you can then start to see things from other people's perspectives, that is how we start a change. I focus on the Multi-Schools Council and how at first we wanted schools to join our group to start breaking down perceptions. We had 4 schools for about a year. It's taken us ages to get to this stage. We now have over 300 schools involved and we have a much stronger voice. So it's all about starting with you and then helping others to know that, you know, they're as equal as you. They're on the same foot, even if they don't feel like it because of experiences in their life that have happened. That's now happened. We now have a chance to move forward from that. And the last thing to say is that it's not soft or not silly just to say that it comes back to kindness, because that is what it is all about. Seeing things from different people's perspective is kind, because that, like I said, at times you're not going to agree with everybody, and that's fine. People are going to have different opinions, because as I said, you can have 2 people sitting in the same room getting the same bits of information through their ears or through their eyes, and they will process that in a very different way. And we need to understand that. And when we start to understand that, we can then start to try and see things from other people's perspectives. And we can start to understand that we are all equal, no matter if people have a disability, no matter in what religion they may follow, no matter if they are a woman or a man, no matter if they are straight or if they are gay. We need to keep speaking about this and The reason we're talking about this today is because we are breaking down perceptions, and we feel that these perceptions broken down will enable the children as well that are involved in our council to have a voice, to feel equal, and to understand that nobody, nobody deserves more power than you.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's start today.